Bruce Thatcher is with us, author of the breakthrough book, Immigration, How to Avoid Its Perils and Make It Work. It has just been a great reference, and appreciate Bruce, you know, coming on and being with us to, you know, really help us understand what is going on with immigration, what's not going on with immigration, and why we continue to make the same mistakes time and time again. Bruce Thatcher, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
I'm just fine, Bill. It's a bright morning, and it's great to be with you.
Well, let's talk about immigration in the 2016 elections. How critical is this going to be, or are we just kind of kicking the ball around here?
I think that for people who have been following the elections up to this point, most of the rhetoric is going to be kind of boring because it's all been said. We're not going to hear much that we haven't heard already, mm-hmm. And it's going to focus very much on the secure the border.
Mm-hmm.
Obey the laws, and it's going to be tying more and more immigration is going to be tied to security issues, but I don't think that there's going to be any significant congressional action until after the election, 2017 probably.
Well, Donald Trump started his first TV ad campaign. It is focusing on immigration.
It is focusing on immigration, and it's interesting that in the Trump immigration program, as he's laid it out, he has introduced the idea that you should have a clear national interest that you're supporting with immigration,
mm-hmm.
and that's, I don't know if it's a first, but we've only begun to start talking about immigration in terms of national interest instead of in terms of just the special interests that surround the whole subject. So I'm glad to see that.
Yeah, what a novel idea, right, Bruce?
Yeah.
I mean, you and I have been talking about this, is that we're caught in the weeds and chasing all these different shiny ornaments instead of the main issue, and that is national security.
And the Immigration Service was moved into the Department of Homeland Security when it was formed. So somebody decided it was a security issue several years ago.
Mm-hmm.
But now I think more and more of the candidates and the people who talk about immigration, at least on one side of the story, are recognizing how much it's tied to security.
Well, without a doubt. And, of course, you know, Trump has broadened the conversation by including the ban on Muslim immigration.
Yeah, and that's a very problematic question. Depends upon obviously on the way it's handled. You cannot, under the law, you cannot ban immigration or immigrants based on their religion.
Mm-hmm.
You can ban them, however, based on where they come from, and that's been done throughout our immigration history.
Mm-hmm.
And so people who say that, and the opponents say, oh, well, you can't ban masses of people from this country or the other country, they're wrong.
Jimmy Carter did it with Iran when we had the Iranian crisis.
He did. Mm-hmm. And those bans were written into law.
I mean, again, and to your point, we're focusing on what is the bigger issue here in terms of our national security. Why doesn't it make sense to, you know, protect the body politic with a policy that actually works? And as you brought up earlier, doggone it, you know, let's enforce what we have in place here.
We have recognized now, I think, more and more in the rhetoric that we need to do something about security as regards identifying certain immigrants. Our current immigration law actually gives preference to some of the people that we ought to be keeping out, most specifically clerics of some Muslim sects that preach violence, and we give them preference to bring them into the country, and Saudi Arabia supports them.
except for the cleric that they just executed, which has ignited all kinds of problems for them. The Saudi family with Iran going head to head, not to mention the youth in their very own country that were following this sheikh. This is we were talking with Michael Rubin earlier. You know, potentially a lightning rod here, Bruce, that could have incredible implications, not only there in the Middle East, but quite possibly here in this country.
Indeed, Saudi Arabia has just broken diplomatic relations with Iran over that. That was announced this morning. But Saudi Arabia it takes action against Shiites, but they don't take action against the Sunnis and the Wahhabis and so forth. And that's what they support here. The other interesting thing that's happening is this announcement that the administration was going to be deporting families.
Right.
And what they're deporting is limited to only a few hundred, of course, but they are the ones who caused those families to come across in the first place over a year ago when Obama announced his program of shielding undocumented immigrants, and then the flood came. That's the basis of the Supreme Court case that's going to be heard, I believe, this year, U.S. versus Texas, because there's a number of states challenged that ruling, that executive action, and an appeals court upheld them, and now the federal government has asked the Supreme Court to overrule, and we'll see what happens, but that could have a significant impact on immigration as it actually takes place this year.
Is this more lip service, more just, because of Donald Trump, maybe Democrats are wanting a little bit of a pushback? But when you look at the real numbers here, Bruce, I mean, you're talking thousands of people came across with President Obama's executive action, and we're only going to send a couple hundred families back? I mean, that's, to me, that's kind of a pea shooter response.
And I think that, I think, and many people think that that probably is just lip service, because that way the Democratic administration and supporting their election campaign coming up can say we're taking big action, but they're really, it's a pea shooter, as you put it.
Right.
And yet the press and the people who are reporting on it, the numbers they tie to that are the 100,000 or so, and it gives you the impression, oh boy, we're going to have the National Guard out rounding up people, and that's not the case at all.
And this is the thing that's so disgusting about this whole thing, Bruce, is the families that are upended. I mean, they respond to President Obama's, his executive action. They come to the country. He basically singularly invites them into the country. The rest of the country is going, wait, we got national security issues. How are we going to take care of these people? Now you upend them and send them back across the border. I mean, how does that? I mean, there's no taint. There's no pushback. No effect on the president. It's just going to be perceived as, well, those doggone Republicans are just being mean to those the Latin people coming across. And this was all precipitated by our very own president.
It was, and it's all supported by much of the press and the liberal establishment who want open immigration, and they want open immigration because of what they believe will be the long-term political advantage that will give them, and so they spin the stories in terms of how the administration is doing compassionate things, and then they spin them as to how the Republicans are heartless and cruel and want to uphold the law.
And it was the Democrats and the very own president that ignited this whole thing to begin with. And, you know, Bruce, this is just so overwhelming for, you know, the everyman American to try to get their brain around, because they're so deluded with this kind of insanity time and again. How are they supposed to figure this out?
Well, they can only figure it out they can do one or two things. They could spend hours and hours digging into the weeds and seeing what's in the fine print.
Mm-hmm.
Or they can actually listen to some people and shows and commentators such as Bill Martinez Live, who talks about what's really going on. they can't get very much of it, I think, from the regular press.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because they're all in the tank. I mean, they've been carrying the water. They've been basically the PR arm for the Democratic Party. And, you know, at some point, Bruce, I just keep thinking, you know, that the mainstream media has got to pay a price here. I mean, they started to a little bit. I mean, they've lost circulation. People are not interested in hearing much of what they say. You know, they've really shot themselves in the foot and have lost a tremendous amount of credibility, as they should, because they've misrepresented things to the public. I mean, their job and their premise for existence has to do with documenting history, not being a PR arm for any one party.
They have, the press is, historically, the press has often supported particular parties or interests throughout the history of this country, but I don't think ever quite as consistently and blatantly allied with one party as it is now.
Yeah, it is amazing. And the sad thing about it, the press is paying the price, and we the people are paying a price. And this is why we the people need to stand up and say enough is enough. Bruce Thatcher, author of the book Immigration, How to Avoid Its Perils and Make It Work, founder of History Speaks Today. Bruce, thank you for being on with us.